Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Cubs Talk Podcast, sponsored by Wintrust. Tony Andracki here with Kelly Kroll, Luke Stuckmeyer, David Kaplan. We will be breaking down our off-season bold predictions, Cubs edition. Luke, let's
totally
start with...
uninformed, by the way.
Totally. I mean, that's all bold predictions are.
They're just from the hip.
Yeah.
So, Luke, we will start with yours.
In fact, I'm trying to make up creative ones.
You want me to go first?
Yes. What's going in place of the Captain Morgan
Club? Well, I've noticed the Captain Morgan's Club is gone. I have an inside source that tells me that Caps Cryo Keto Corner is going in there. And it's going
to
be a place.
That's supposed to be a secret.
It's a place where you could go, you could cryo for 20 minutes so that you can relax, R-E-L-A-X, before the game and chill out. What do you think?
I like it.
Caps Keto Cryo Corner.
Kev, you'll never have to leave Wrigley.
Never.
I couldn't figure out. I was like, why are they getting rid of Captain Morgan's Club? Now I know. Because it's a partnership.
Will that be ready by opening day, though?
Well, yeah. It depends on several workouts.
We're working through some union issues. But.
Okay. All right, well, speaking of the Wrigley makeover, we're going to go with our trusty producer, Jeff Nelson. One of his bold predictions really got me. It was, because of the construction delays, the visitors' clubhouse will not be ready for the home opener at Wrigley Field, forcing the Pittsburgh Pirates to dress at their hotel and come to the ballpark in full uniform. That was definitely one of my favorite bold predictions we got from our Cubs.
That's not bad.
Awesome. I think there's no way that can happen, right? That can't happen. Per league rules.
Oh, I mean, we've seen different things at Wrigley just in the last 3 years that we didn't think could happen and have definitely happened.
So then I feel like since we're stuck up there probably the most, can we make a bold prediction on that also meaning something about the media area?
I've got one of those for you.
Yeah? Okay, I'll wait and let you get to it.
Another fire just outside the press box?
I wouldn't be surprised I don't think they'd make them change at their hotel, but there's been some sort of delay basically because of the weather the last couple of winters. Like, it's been tough for them to get stuff done on time. So I don't think that's totally
But they
out
have
there.
Almost a full extra month, at least 2+ yeah. weeks than mm-hmm. they've had the last couple of years.
So you know how every year they've done some really dramatic stuff. They're going to announce, here's my bold prediction, that they've spent all the money they're going to spend, and too bad for the media. Press box is going to be as Spartan as it's been.
That's about what I was
thinking. That's perfect.
Super bold right there. Same with the parking lot.
Yes.
It will remain.
Yeah, the same.
The same.
Blocks away from the stadium.
Blocks away from the stadium.
So one of the other things, too, before we kind of get to the roster news, Matt Buckman. So we asked all of our Cubs team for the bold predictions. Matt Buckman, another one of our producers and shooters, he believes that the Cubs will welcome Sammy Sosa back to Wrigley Field at some point this winter. He turns 50 at some point this winter. Will it happen in Cubs convention? What do you guys think?
Well, that's why it's a bold prediction. No chance. No shot to steal
no
cap.
Shot. No.
There's Look, a better chance that the cryo corner is going to open up.
And sponsored by Captain Morgan. We tried every which way but loose, and I end up texting him not that long ago and say, dude, if you'll meet them halfway, we can get you back here. And crickets, not going to happen. I'll be shocked if Bucky's right. Shocked.
Very bold, then.
But that was good. That was creative thinking out of Matt Buckman. I like it.
All right, we'll move on to the roster then, because pretty much everything else is roster-wise.
I should go.
Oh, okay, you have a non-roster one?
Are you guys ready?
All right, yeah.
One. Again, I was just trying to come up with something goofy and fun, and maybe this is the girl in me. But we will see on Twitter or something, social media-wise, that Emily and Anthony Rizzo will receive more wedding gifts than Chris Bryant and Jessica.
Oh, because they registered and fans found out.
Yes.
They got like 70 waffle irons.
Yes. So I think that Anthony and Emily will somehow, and again, I think they'll document it for us because we would never know, right? They might document that they receive more wedding gifts from fans or one that tops Jessica and Chris Bryant.
Wow, because I had Anthony and Emily getting married, I believe, December 27th. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to adopt Manny Machado. And then Anthony is going to tell him where he is going to play. And he's going to play for the Cubs for the league minimum.
They're going to adopt
him? I didn't know he was up for adoption.
He's a child that's up for adoption?
He is.
Wow, okay, so that is bold.
Does he change his last name?
These predictions have gone off the rails.
They have, yeah. We need to restart. And
Chris will then move to left field. I'll tell you later where Schwarber, how he's going to be traded.
Okay.
And then Manny Rizzo is going to be playing third base.
So really, is that your bold prediction is that Machado might end up here?
Under the name Rizzo,
not
Machado.
Under the name of Rizzo, Manny Rizzo. No.
I thought your, for sure, bold prediction would have something to do with Joe Girardi being...
That's the 2020 offseason
bold prediction. The Cubs manager... Instead of Joe Maddon, or
will
I thought
not,
for sure Joe Girardi.
Will not be a manager next season.
Joe Girardi will sit out the 2019 season, barring a dramatic move where somebody got fired in season, whether that was here in Chicago, whether that
That's
was the Mets,
much
the
of
Giants,
a bold prediction.
And he'll take that job, but he will wait to see what's out there at the conclusion of the 2019 season.
And maybe my bold prediction will be that he joins Cap on the Cap Network on television instead of managing.
No, there's no shot there.
From the cryo chamber.
Yeah.
No shot.
Okay, sorry. Back.
Good.
I know.
Back on track.
I'm killing it.
Well, Bryce Harper obviously is a huge one. So apart from Manny Machado being adopted, there were a lot of people that thought Bryce Harper would sign here, myself included. Scott Chagnon also thought that. And Matt Buckman, going back to his bold predictions, he believes that Kyle Schwarber will be traded because there will be nowhere for Bryce Harper to play, or nowhere for him to play once the Cubs sign Bryce Harper. And I believe the Cubs will sign Bryce Harper for less than $250 million.
Wow, that's – okay. I was going to go somewhere in the Bryce Harper will get signed, but for – I was going to say the bold prediction being that Machado nor Harper will get $300 million.
Yeah, and I will say that whatever they get, the Cubs will not even make an offer to either Machado or Harper. They won't even
really
be a factor in the negotiations.
I was going to say, would the bold prediction for the Cubs offseason be that they'll do nothing?
That'd
little
be bold.
To no, little
that
to
would
nothing
be
like,
very bold.
Like Schwarber doesn't get traded,
yeah,
Harper
expecting.
Doesn't come, Machado doesn't come here.
No shot.
Like it stays fairly status quo with maybe one starter changing places.
Yeah, I think this will be the most impactful offseason Theo and Jed have had to date in terms of major type moves. I do think Kyle Schwarber's played his final game in a Cubs uniform. I think Chris Bryant will be a full-time outfielder, and the Cubs will look to go out and see what third baseman / shortstop they can acquire and play Javi at the other one. I do not.
Who's your third baseman?
They're going to go out and try and acquire a third baseman and see who they can come up with. But I do not see them even negotiating with Harper or Machado.
Can DJ LeMahieu play third?
That's a great question. His splits are so bad away from Colorado that I'll be surprised if they go out and sign him.
It would have to be for quite a discount because, exactly like you said, his splits are just... I mean, I think he hit like 211 with like a 270 on base percentage away from Coors this year. It's just not great at all.
Not a good fit.
But if the Cubs did sign him, hypothetically, like you said, Luke, I think that would pretty much push Bodey to third almost full-time and not be in the second base factor. But I still can't see Bodey playing full-time next year as well.
Me either.
So they would have to go after like a Josh Donaldson type if they're going to at third base.
Off-season splits Colorado. That scares me based on last offseason.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler.
Oh, yeah, what happened there? Yeah.
I'd rather not hear that
Tyler
scenario.
Tyler Chatwood. I could see Josh Donaldson here. I absolutely could. Two-year deal, push all your chips in and go, we're trying to win it right now. I could easily see that. And then move Schwarber for some type of a pitching arm.
I could see Josh Donaldson wanting to be in Chicago, too.
Where he was originally drafted.
Prospect.
That's what I was
Can you tell me who he was traded for?
Yes.
Rich Harden.
Bingo.
Hey, so can I take us back off the rails again?
Cubs got Harden. They gave up Donaldson and something else.
They got Harden and somebody.
Chad Godin.
That's who it was.
Who then ran into a dumpster drunk at a bar in Chicago and was put on the DL, and I saw him, and the Cubs said he was just, you know, injured in a game, sliding. He was a pitcher.
Yeah, it's a game of beer pong.
He and I, we had him on radio a few times, so I had a pretty good relationship with him. I said, dude, I don't even remember you sliding. He's like, dude, I was drunk, and I walked into the corner of a dumpster, and I got a bruise in my leg, so I'm on the DL. Yes, that's a true story.
That's worse than the Sosa sneeze.
Yes.
Or the belly button ring, but we don't have to go there.
That's true.
So back off the rails, bold predictions. Where is David Ross next year? Is he still part of the Cubs organization?
Wow, that's a great one.
You're welcome.
If Brandon Hyde gets the Texas Rangers or Minnesota Twins job, David Ross is the bench coach of the Chicago
Cubs.
There
you go. That's what I wanted you to say.
A complete monkey wrench into the discussions of whether Joe Girardi will be the Cubs manager or not.
Because then that puts Rossi in line.
Correct.
Yep. Bold prediction.
Bold.
David Ross, bench coach. Cubs next season.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little. We were. But we got plenty more to discuss, bold prediction-wise, including Andrew McCutchen.
Cubs authentic fans, the My Teams app by NBC Sports is your home for Cubs highlights, articles, and more. For the best Cubs coverage anytime, anywhere, download the My Teams app today.
All right, welcome back into the Cubs Talk podcast. We said we had more bold predictions coming up, so Andrew McCutchen is the one we're going to go with here. Nate Poppin believes the Cubs will sign McCutchen to play center field next year and make Albert Almora a fourth outfielder or expendable in a trade. Reaction.
So Andrew McCutchen, center field. I'm trying to get this all
Hayward
down.
And Wright.
So Wright, who are they moving then? He thinks Almora will be on the go?
Either on the go or just relegated to like a fourth outfield role.
Give me ballpark numbers from signing McCutchen right now.
He was, I mean, he had 95 walks last year. Yeah, he had like a 370 on base. He really hasn't been that good defensively in center field for a while.
And he's older.
So I think that's even more bold. The center field aspect is even more bold than the Cubs adding McCutchen because they could totally use his bat in the lineup.
Couldn't you move Hayward to center and put him in right?
You could. Yeah, you could. Nate didn't, but you could.
I like Kutch, though. I think he would fit in well chemistry-wise with the group. Cap, what do you think? Andrew McCutchen, center field?
That would surprise me because
how much does he cost?
He would cost you significant money, and I think he's getting older, and I think he's more of a corner outfielder now. I would be surprised on a team trying to be better defensively if he was the guy. That would surprise me.
Well, that's why it was a bold prediction.
Exactly.
I like Nate's.
It's not a name we've tossed around, so I like that.
Mm-hmm. I could see like a Lorenzo Cain type deal. I think it was 5 years for Cain for $80 million. I could see that for McCutchen, who's, I think, he's going to be 31. I think that would put him a year younger than Cain at signing the deal. 5 years for $80 million is pretty solid for what McCutchen is, again, if he's not playing center field.
He's going to be 33 when the season starts. He's a 2.6 war last year and a phenomenal clubhouse guy.
Yes.
One of the best in the
game. And that's why I said the chemistry, without a doubt, he would be tremendous.
So moving along then, Jeff Nelson thinks the Cubs will trade two of the following players, Kyle Schwarber, Ian Happ, Addison Russell, or Albert Almora Jr.
Nelly, that's not bold. I think
that's
likely.
Pretty much expected.
Right? I think the bold would be that all of those guys are back next year.
I would say,
Sorry, Nelly. The bold would be that everybody's back.
Here's
on
the
that
deal,
list.
Though. Nelly wasted so much of his brain energy on that visitor's clubhouse,
yes,
which was tremendous, that he only had so much to go on.
That was his win.
I'm going to give you one. The Cubs are going to trade Jose Quintana because he still has some control left, and they will trade him, and then they will sign Patrick Corbin, looking at that as a major upgrade to their rotation.
And Hamels?
and they will bring Cole Hamels back. So you will have Darvish, Hamels, Corbin, Hendricks, Lester.
And that Drew Smyly guy hanging around.
Yeah.
That's another good point.
It'll be interesting to see.
So where does Chatwood go?
Independent league?
What's your prediction on Tyler Chatwood? He has more wins than who next year?
You. Maybe one.
That's not a bold prediction. You have I to would say, like,
what if they can? What Hamels. If they can fix him in the offseason and use him in the bullpen?
And how do you know you fix him in the offseason?
Fixing him? Chris Bosio, bold prediction, gets a hold of.
I don't
no
know.
Shot.
I
think
know.
They trade really Chatwood and eat what they have to. Someone gets a starting pitcher for, you know, half yeah. the money, and they just cut their losses and move on.
So if they move him to the bullpen, he would be easily the highest paid Cubs reliever at $13 million a year.
Yeah.
Because I think Morrow's $9 million and he's the highest paid right now. That would be a lot of money to pay what would essentially be a middle reliever.
Well, I mean, it's a guy who can't throw strikes. So that's the biggest problem. I mean, his stuff is electric enough that he might work there if you could get him to throw strikes, but then he'd be a starter.
Cubs will also sign Andrew Miller.
Andrew Miller.
As a left-handed setup guy who's pitched in high leverage. He's 34. He won't cost you the kind of money he would have cost you back in the day. He's got history with Theo Epstein. I think Andrew Miller is here in Chicago. You're laughing, Kelly.
I just don't think that's a bold prediction. I thought we were supposed to go out and come up with, like, crazy stuff. That seems like it could be something
Kelly
that would be
Crow
almost
will be
likely.
The first sideline reporter who also is on the active roster. Is that a
no,
bold
that's prediction? Pretty bold.
Yeah, that would be bold. I think
I could put the ball in play. I really do. So, well, the whole 90
yeah,
mile an
you
hour
pitching,
thing is
they
a
will put
scary,
it in play.
But I think I could maybe make contact.
Or at least stick the elbow out a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Take one for the team, right?
Yeah.
No? You know what would be bold?
Bold prediction.
What's that?
For those that don't know, Anthony Rizzo, big karaoke fan, right? So if anyone gets to follow some of the Instagram stuff between he and his family members and such, big karaoke guy. He will sing the national anthem next year.
Oh, that is a huge bold prediction.
No way.
Wow.
I could see him playing DJ for the national anthem.
I could see him wheeling out a piano and he yeah, plays it on
I
a piano.
Okay.
But no way. No way to sing.
He's really...
He fills in for Gary Pressey next year on the organ.
What about, you know, we're talking about off-season changes. What about a bold prediction that this is the year they finally fix the leadoff man?
So, bingo.
There you go. That's that was one that Matt Buckman said in terms of when we went back to it. Kyle Schwarber traded for a leadoff hitter, a stable leadoff hitter that they haven't had since Dexter Fowler.
I also believe that Theo and Jed will lay the law down to their manager that they will have much more of a defined lineup.
Yeah.
And they will have much more of a defined batting order. You're not going to show up and go, oh, I'm playing right today and I'm hitting second, and tomorrow I'm hitting fifth. Not going to happen. They are going to clamp down big time.
It's one of the things the players probably struggle with. In their meetings afterwards, probably
no
voiced
doubt.
Like, you know, I'm not thrilled with being all over the place.
Right.
Who is a leadoff guy that makes sense?
I've got
available?
It.
Okay.
I've got it.
Ready, go.
Somebody that's put more time in a Cubs uniform prepping for this moment, Ronald Wickers. This guy gets ready. Ronald Woo-Woo Wickers will be ready for leadoff, right? Look at all the time he's put in at the ballpark already, getting ready for this opportunity. The guy's got the uniform.
What position, though? What position does he play?
It doesn't matter. You can play him anywhere. he loves the bleacher, so somewhere in the outfield.
He does bring an energy that the rest of the lineup can feed off.
Ronald Wickers, lead him off. Just stand him up there. I don't know. No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Oh, really? I thought you were serious.
The other thing the Cubs are going to do, I believe Kyle Schwarber will be wearing a Kansas City Royals uniform.
Okay.
And he will be traded.
Why the Royals?
Because they are going to get Whit Merrifield to be their second baseman and leadoff hitter. He's got good wheels. He had an on-base percentage of .367. I think, and he's going to get moved because he's going to get paid. Whit Merrifield will be a member of the Chicago Cubs, and he will be at the top of the lineup 155 times next season.
I like that better than Ronnie Woo-Woo leading off for sure.
A little bit.
Would you like to officially change your
prediction? I'll go with Caps.
All right, yeah, that sounds good.
What was Dexter Fowler's contract in St. Louis? Is he
$82.5 million for 5 years?
This year, though, does he have a player option?
No.
He still has 3 years left.
Three more guaranteed years.
Because I thought.
And his numbers were so awful. He's not coming back here.
I heard that it was lying around somewhere on the bold predictions list of podcast.
Oh, shot. He's done.
All right.
The Mike Piffs are interesting.
Okay.
So our social media guy, two of them, twofold. Cubs signed Nick Markakis to play the outfield next year, and Cubs signed Tyson Ross to be a part of their 2019 pitching staff. What do you guys think?
The Tyson Ross thing I could see, actually. I mean, they had interest in him before. I mean, I don't know. They got to really figure out and hone in on what they really want with the arms, because they could have legitimately six starters if you count Mike Montgomery as well. Seven, if you want to call Tyler Chatwood a starter still.
Eight, Drew Smyly. Keep going.
Well, no, that I was already counting him in, I think.
Wait, so we got Lester, Hendricks, Darvish, Hamels.
Quintana, that was those five.
Montgomery, Smyly,
and then
Chatwood. It's eight.
That's what I'm saying. So, does Tyson Ross make sense? They really have to figure out what they're going
to
do, I think.
Ross went to the bullpen when he went to the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them signing him as if, like, three guys get hurt or whatever in the rotation. Yeah, as a swingman type guy. Otherwise, maybe he just is better off out of the bullpen.
Tyson Ross is a guy they almost traded Javi for.
Yes.
Right, yeah. But he's had so many shoulder problems.
Thank God. That wouldn't have worked out well.
That would have been one they regretted.
Yeah. Tyson's always had electric stuff. He just hasn't been able, like you said, to necessarily stay healthy or keep it together. But from the standpoint, again, this is a guy I covered in San Diego. Great dude. He'd fit into the clubhouse great. I mean, there's no ego to him. He'd take whatever role, you know, that kind of thing. So, but I don't know. Okay, Mike Piff. We see you.
So Eric Strobel's, we've not gotten to his either. His bold prediction, the Cubs' 2019 saves leader is not currently on their roster.
Bingo, and it's Cody Allen, former closer of the Cleveland Indians.
Bingo!
So summarize this for me.
They're going to sign someone else. Brandon Morrow will not go to spring training with a guarantee of being the closer because they can't depend on him, and they will sign another closer.
Eric's bold prediction was that the 2019 saves leader is not on the current roster.
I'll buy that.
Cody Allen's 30 years old.
Roughly, what kind of deal would you see Cody Allen get? It doesn't have to be money, but like 2-3-year deal?
Oh, he'd get at least three. At least.
You see that. By the way, Kip, you have like 11 bold predictions. I've been trying to keep track. There's a lot.
They got a lot there, Kip.
Yeah.
But the best is Manny Machado being adopted.
I didn't even include that, but I do have to include that.
The cryo corner is pretty sweet.
No,
that is pretty
that
good.
Wasn't your – that was, I'm saying,
oh,
of his bold,
of his
12
bold, prediction.
Bold predictions.
Manny
that was
Rizzo over at third.
After he sings the national anthem.
Anthony will hold his son, Manny, while he does the national anthem.
Cradle his child, Manny.
So, for those listening, I don't know if you know this or not, but we have a lot of fun together.
I swear we're not drunk, guys. I swear.
We are very blessed.
All right. We will go lightning round with the last ones. Bryce Harper signs with the Yankees. Nate Poppins' prediction. Manny Machado signs with the Angels is another one of Nate's. Jeff Nelson, the Cardinals will sign Manny Machado to play third base. And I'm not so sure Machado because I just can't see the Cardinals spending that kind of money. But I really think the Cardinals are going to have a huge offseason, too, because the Brewers and Cubs have clearly passed them by the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. That cannot be sitting well with.
No, and their fan base is clamoring.
There's no way, yeah.
Yeah.
So I could see them getting Kimbrel. I could see them getting Donaldson. I could see them at least being in the market for Harper or Machado, but maybe not paying $250.
I think they're out for pitching.
See, I was going to say,
they're
going to
be
better,
a big factor on Patrick Corbin.
The rotation.
Yeah.
Patrick Corbin would be a great fit for them.
They're going to make serious moves. And they made a lot of waves last year with the Marcell Ozuna trade. It just didn't really pan out the way they wanted to. But this is going to be a huge offseason.
They tried to get Stanton, and he rejected the deal.
That's right.
He had it agreed to.
Do the Brewers go do anything this offseason? They're pretty happy.
They have to add starting pitching.
That's what I think, too.
I would think they'll be a factor on Patrick Corbin. I'll give them Quintana for Yelich.
I think everybody in the world would do that. Yeah.
Oh, Cap.
Whatever it takes.
Oh, sparkles.
All right, that does it for our Cubs bold prediction.
Are you sure?
Let me give you one last.
No, that's fine. I'm saying anymore.
From the people that are 20th. Not here, yes. Cap, you guys feel free to unleash.
The Go Chuck on. Tanner rule applies to the Milwaukee Brewers. Do you know what the Chuck Tanner rule is?
I do not.
Chuck Tanner, the old manager of the White Sox and the Pirates, said if a team has six or more players that had career years, bet the house they'll regress the next year. You look at the Brewers. Yelich, career year. Kane, career year. Aguilar, career year. Hader, career year. Who else?
Chacin.
Arcia.
Jolies Chacin.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Orlando Arcia. I mean, you had a bunch of guys have career years there. Just saying.
Well, I hope you're right.
Career year.
I hope you're right.
Eric Kratz, yeah. Yeah,
the new and
their
David
manager.
Ross.
He had a career.
Craig Council career year.
I
That's
mean,
a good point.
Council.
Yeah.
Put it all together.
All right, you guys got anything else, bold prediction-wise?
No, we'll see you at Cap's Cryo Keto Corner.
That's it.
Coming up on opening day.
If they could figure out a way to put a roof on Wrigley.
That'd be awesome.
There's a bold prediction. Retractable roof is now part of the budget of the construction. That's a joke, everyone. Don't. Please don't come at me with that one.
Oh, you know people would be really, really
text
upset.
Kelly directly at
312.
Okay, Cap can probably recite it, but let's wrap this up.
All right, that's it for the Cubs Bowl predictions. We're sponsored by Wintrust, as always. That's it, yeah. We're done. Do you guys have no other bowl predictions now? Luke, you're done with yours.
No, we're waiting. We're going to do one on what's going to happen next season later in the offseason.
Oh, we absolutely will.
This is just
will.
Offseason
yes.
moves.
Yes, in February, before spring training starts, we'll be on again, and we'll have plenty of Cap's Cryo Corners, Ronnie Woo Woo bold predictions for you guys then.
Good. I'm ready for that.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Again, head to wintrust.com/Cubs for more info.